Hello and welcome to the Cold Citrus Show on Radio Free Marseille, an hour of indie, alternative, folk and lo-fi with me, Sean Bark. Starting with some new music this week, it's The Next Big Thing.
Maybe I'll be the next big thing if I ignore all the thoughts that I usually let in. Hey, hello, I am the next big thing. I walk and then I talk and then I talk and then I sing, yeah. Next big thing, I'm pulling myself up like a puppet on a string. Oh, maybe you are the next big thing, because you squeeze all the good out of everything.
Radio Free Marseille.
Yeah.
originally released in 1999 as a cassette, but re-released recently on June the 12th to be precise on Bandcamp. You just heard Glasgow's Shy Riots Movement with Scrapbooks, a title track from an EP. The band are the project of Mark Ritchie. And we started this week's show with Forced Advertising from Manchester with The Next Big Thing. And that's taken from their album, The Sorry Window, which was released on the 1st of May this year. Coming up later, we've got something downright scary from Flying Saucer Attack. But right now on Radio Free Marseille, it's The Wolfhounds.
Bible play. It's sweet to me.
Released on the 22nd of June, you've just heard Derry singer-songwriter Bridie Mons-Watson, who goes by the name Soak, and that was a title track from her EP Death Valley Fridge Magnet, and her music is described by The Guardian as a vivid portrait of teenage deep thinking. And before Soak, from Romford, you heard the Wolfhounds with Public Footpath Blues, a cult favourite deep cut in the band's post-punk discography from their 1987 album Unseen Ripples from a Pebble. Next up, it's Haledo Tropical.
Mm-hmm.
From 2004, you've just heard the Helio Sequence with Everyone Knows Everyone from their album Love and Distance. And they are duo Brandon Summers and Benjamin Weichel from Portland, Oregon. And before the Helio Sequence, the Helado Tropical with the track Soledal, which is released on an album with the name Helado Tropical being released on, or released on the July the 17th, just last week. And this is a compilation or collaborative album from Helado Negro and Reina Tropical, and they are based in South Florida. Now we've got our trio of tracks, including the very scary Flying Saucer Attack. I think these have all got a sonic resonance to them. You're going to hear Mary in the Junkyard with Crash Landing, Flying Saucer Attack, Rainstorm Blues, and then Leslie by King Creosote.
Crash landing, you came in like you were done pretending. Comet face, with all of these holes I couldn't help but fall into. You opened up like a coconut. Coconut. never wanna see you again. We'll be right back.
It wasn't a particularly sunny day, nor fine, and a dozen little problems kept me more than occupied. Until I rounded Hope Park, Holy Wall, looked ahead to find her in the way, grinning like a misbehaving child. Could I talk of anything, and what did I reply to? I think I mumbled something hunger-wise. My insides eating up the butterflies that kept hunger at bay, and nerves were playing crazy buggers with my sense of style. Soon became 1 a.m. in the next day, and it seems I've spent some 20 years just gazing at her face. And in her eyes she seemed to know me, seemed to search into my soul.
Okay, you can come out from behind the sofa now. Flying Saucer Attack have been banished to being the soundtrack of a reform government. We've just heard King Creosote with Leslie from his excellent 2007 album Bombshell. I still think it's my favourite King Creosote album that was released on Fence Records. Before that, you heard The Flying Saucer Attack with the demonic, I think rather beautiful and wonderful Rainstorm Blues. And that was taken from their second studio album, Further, that was released in 1995 on Drag City Records. And arguably it's the quintessential Flying Saucer Attack album. And we started the trio with Mary in the Junkyard with the wonderful Crash Landing from her album released on July the 3rd on AMF Records, that album being New Model Hermit. And Mary in the Junkyard are a British band from London, that figures, doesn't it? And they consist of vocalist and guitarist Clary Freeman Taylor, viola and bass, and Sailor Barbagilia, drummer, and David Addison. And AMF is All My Friends Records. Coming up now, something a bit lighter. This is Beirut and No, No, No.
Radio Free Marseille.
Released on July the 10th, you've just heard London's Mouth Ulcers with the title track from their EP Silent Pictures, and they describe their music as being from the haunted suburbs. Before Mouth Ulcers, you heard Beirut with the title track from their 2015 album No No No. Beirut, excellent band, saw them in Auckland, New Zealand, and a couple of times in London. They are indie pop meets Balkan folk. That's a great combination. Coming up next, a release from all the way from the US Virgin Islands. This is Puzzle with a track released on the 17th of April on Good Duck Records. This is Riverside.
My mama did, you're meant to leave behind. It's always home, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Oh, mother, take me home. To sitting by the riverside, such a long time ago. A long, long time ago. Oh, oh, oh. A long, long time ago.
Dans le journal et pour feu. Dans le journal.
French new wave pop noir duo Drapeau Vide with La Nuit Prend Feu from their album Le Grand Oiseau, released in 2025. And their sound is frequently compared to icons such as Serge Gainsbourg and Niagara, but mixed with the cinematic darkness of post-punk bands like Joy Division and The Cure. And before Drapeau Vide, you heard Puzzle with Riverside. Now we've just got time for one more track on the Cold Citrus show. This week, it is going to be Peter Murphy, taken from the album Love Hysteria, released in 1988. And incidentally, this track was put on one of the first mixtapes that was ever made for me, and it's the wonderful Indigo Eyes. You can contact the show. There's an email, Sean@coldcitrus.net, and it just leaves me to say thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
His path, he has dug for trust.